Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And yes, that's me. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Gave you the sounds of Praise Peterson, Hallelujah, Yahweh. And I hope that you're enjoying that one. You were dancing to that one. Such a beautiful one. Just worshiping the Lord, just praising the name of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. 14 minutes, it is just after 12. I have to say thanks to Germany, Johan. No, it wasn't Johan Els. It was Uem Vein and Rousseau. I think I love Germany Johan Els, and his name is easier to just say, Germany Johan Els. Why? But why do I forget my Uem's name? Even last week I was like, Germany Johan Els, when I was supposed to say, Uem Vein and Rousseau. That was Kraftierlek with Uem Vein and Rousseau. And I know that you've had a wonderful time together with Pastor Rocky Stevens as they have been answering questions right there to family members. Now, vandaag, right here in studio, I'm welcoming. Are you a new kid on the block? Should I call you a new kid on the block?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's appropriate.
I'm welcoming a new kid on the block in Togo Sosama.
Awesome.
Let me do this. Ntokozo, how are you?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. It's nice to be called a kid. When you know I'm a kid. So, yeah. No.
But on the block, you are.
Awesome. No, I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so you say it's the first time you come to Radio
Pulpit. Yes, it's my first time here. Uh-huh. I got lost coming through here. So
mm-hmm. I saw you. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that proves my first time. Yeah. No.
Okay. So thank you so much for coming through and talking to us today.
Yeah. No,
and
thank
we
you so
are
much.
So excited. Yeah. But who is Ntokozo Zama?
So that was I'm a husband. Uh-huh. I'm married to my beautiful wife and Paul.
Yeah, is she tuned in?
I hope so.
Please greet her.
Hello, Lavi. How are you? Yeah, we've got three beautiful kids.
Yeah.
Two boys and a girl, the last born. Yeah, the girl has me around her finger. So, uh-huh. So that's my family.
Oh, so she is daddy's girl.
Yes, the last born. The last born. Yeah. Wenzobuhle is her name. So yeah.
And then you and Christ, where did you meet?
Sure. Yeah. So I grew up in church. So my mom was in church. So I've always been around church and being a church boy. I found the Lord in 2015. So that is the landmark where everything started. Yeah. So that's my beginning of this journey.
So next year you will be 10 years old.
2015.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So wait, I think I'm making a mistake.
Yeah, what? You are. It's 2015. You'll be 10 years
10
old.
Years old. No, I meant 2005.
2020. Yeah. You'll be
no,
20.
No, I'm like 10 years doesn't sound right.
Sound good. No. Yeah.
2005 was the time. Yeah, it was varsity.
You'll
varsity
be
20 time.
Years old in Christ. See, your new kid. 20 years in Christ. Wow.
Yeah. So that's where the journey has been good.
Yeah.
God has been good, walking with me throughout my varsity, my beginning of working life, my beginning of marriage life. So now I'm here.
So tell us about your beginning of the ministry life where music is concerned.
Yes, yeah. So I sing in the worship team in our church. So that started in 2015.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's the right thing. So yeah, so that's when I started serving in church.
But now you were saved in what? SCO, SCM?
The school, the varsity ministry. So
you were not ministering there?
No, I was hiding then.
Okay.
I was hiding in the books.
Go and study.
Leave the varsity.
And and just go to pray, go to CM.
Yes. So it was, I think, the career that I am in, the people that are accountants and they've studied BCom accounting, they would know that you try as much as possible to stay in the library to make sure that
even in the evenings, you're there.
So that was the hiding part. So then coming to like singing stuff, then serving in church, and then that's where then I realized, well, there could be a gift here that we are not utilizing for the kingdom. And then so last year I started learning how to play piano. And then my piano lesson teacher then said, no, there's something here. Let's work on one song for you. That was it.
But
that's
now,
the beginning.
I was listening to somebody earlier today talking about the gifts, and I think it was Pastor Rocky. As I was coming, and as he was talking to Umvenant, and he spoke about the gifts that sometimes we're not even aware what we've been called for, but other people tell us what we've been called for.
Correct.
Before you joined the worship team, how did you know? Did somebody tell you that, Mara, hey man?
Yeah, cell group.
Batuzama, I think.
So at the cell group, I was the guy that used to start songs.
In the cell group. Okay.
And then a late friend of mine, Dumi Mutlong, said, no. There's something there. Let me send you to those people there. You start singing with them.
Yeah.
And then I took auditions. Yeah. And then I started like
you
that.
You did auditions in church?
Yeah. So we do have auditions.
In district.
We don't just take anyone.
So there's nothing like Sizo Pimbela
Boutique. No. Not as such a thing.
And then you went into the group since 2015. It's 10 years now, almost 9 years now. And then this is when you found that ministry in you.
Yeah. So that's...
But
that's...
you never thought recording...
Not a chance. Like I never saw. Like for me, one serving in the worship team obviously was something that I didn't even think I was gonna do until like I got the nudge, like I said, from these guys, and then I joined. But then even joining, like recording, far-fetched. Far-fetched thoughts. But here we are now.
So did you work with any artist in these 10 years?
In the 10 years, no. I hadn't worked.
Yet with anybody?
With anyone, yeah. Like the person that I had met up with after I released my single was Takindo. I've been trying to get into studio. He's a very busy man, so it's very hard to pin him down. So we're probably gonna do something in the near future. With him. Right.
Yeah. I wanted to play your song first, Mara. Let's go to Takindo's song you chose. Yeah. You chose My Healer. Why that one?
Oh man, that's who Jesus is in our lives, and he's our healer.
Yeah.
Many people battle with sicknesses, and if you find Jesus, you find the healer.
I think I need to know then that when you found your ministry, that I'm also called in this space, not only in the books, not only as an accountant, but also as a worshiper, but in song, it means for you. But I think let's take My Healer first, and then when we come back, we are talking some more. And family, can we welcome Ntokozo Zama, Sir Ntokozo Zama, in the block? Hey, he just came through, and he's like, "Oh, I didn't know that God has called me for this, but God has directed his path." Can we just welcome him to the Radio Pulpit family as well? But now we're taking the sounds of Takindo, My Healer.
Become active in faith. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ina le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntle ga melwane ya yona.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. That was Takindo, my healer. And I'm not alone in the studio. I see Muruti Pepsi Le Khabotsotetsi saying, hello, family. Hello to you. Thank you for tuning in and being with us, Muruti. I hope that you are enjoying our conversation here with Sir Zama. And I'm talking to Ubabuntokozo Zama. Family, you can talk to us. The lines are open, 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. And I see Paula Mahlaba says, I'm listening, guys. Interview so beautiful and natural, conversation flowing. So calming. That is Sis Paula Mahlaba. Hi, Sis Paula. Hi, my queens. Thank you so much for tuning in. Another queen there, Mama Molita, saying hello, hello, hello. Shalom, Radio Pulpit. And she's missing us as well. And may God bless. May the Lord bless you too, my family. Thank you so much. And yeah, family, I said, can we welcome him in the new block?
Yeah.
And welcome him to the Radio Pulpit family as well. Awesome. And so before we went to Utakindo, I said, you know, what does worship mean to you?
Yeah, that's I know, sitting outside there, it's there's a board that says Pulpit Ministry.
Yeah.
And that is the worship that we come with as worshipers. It is a pulpit ministry. You are so close. You are like next to the pastor. So when you are ministering in song,
yeah,
that is you ushering the people into the presence of God. So you lay the foundation before the pastor starts preaching, yeah, and sharing the word. So it's so critical, and we can't take it for granted.
But in your personal space,
yeah, my wife always says,
sure, you stay. Sure, so you're the kind that looks like you go home and then you park in the car and you don't come out. That song.
Yeah. that song, that melody. Yeah. We can work on something like that. Yeah. So my wife always says, you're always singing yeah. Every time. So in song, break out in song most.
When she met you, were you singing?
Yes, yeah. So I was singing, but not like out there.
Yeah.
Then on the day of our wedding, so my people from my previous church in Durban, so they said no, please sing that song. So this song that I've released now, that was my song that I used to sing in Durban, Tatu Jesu. So they're like, no, please sing your song. And I started singing
at your wedding.
Yes.
And she hadn't heard you like sing near mic.
I'm sure she was like, oh, what's gonna happen? So that's when she found out, like, hey, guy, you can sing.
What a beautiful surprise.
Classic. So that's when she found out that, there is a voice.
About Mtatu Chesu.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
song that you have recorded, your single.
My single, yeah.
The one you used to sing in Durban?
Yes. Yeah, so we used to sing it with the church in KZN in Durban. So I grew up, it was one of my pastor's song.
Yes.
So, like, I listened to it, I liked it. And then he said, no, you can sing it. Then I started singing it. Ah, then I felt the connection with the song.
So and the song came from within?
No, it's a hymn. It's a hymn, yes, from right. the hymn book. Right. So, yeah. But he used to sing it. So, yes. you know, in the olden churches, yes, there's yes. a song for their pastor. Yeah. That song.
Yeah. So. You know that before he preaches, that's the song
yes,
you need to
correct.
Minister in.
Yeah. All yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So that's where I got it from. And then when we started this music thing, then I was praying. God said, no, start with that song. And that's
yeah.
and that in line with the ministry that I have in terms of calling people to Jesus. That is it helped me to receive that message that my role is to call people to Jesus.
Yeah,
and then
which basically means take Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Correct, correct. And that's my music writing process is. Most of the time centered around that.
So do you call yourself a music evangelist?
Evangelist is a thing. Why everyone doesn't like evangelists?
I like it. I don't know why you
do. Yeah, you see, there's hiding.
But isn't it the job of an evangelist to call people to Christ?
Correct, correct.
Well, it's everybody's job, but we see more and more evangelists calling them unto Christ.
Yeah.
And that's what that song says.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come to Jesus. Take Jesus. He'll give you strength.
Yeah.
He's your helper.
From yeah.
Every time you need your helper, is there available to you.
Yeah.
So, and that's when then we started with the ministry, with that type of a song. That's laying down the foundation of what's to come. Music that we're busy working with now, writing songs. It just helps
and
me.
And I hear something is on the pipeline coming.
Yes. Yeah,
something
is
on the pipeline coming.
Something is coming.
It's cooking.
Yeah, it's cooking.
Getting ready.
Yeah, no. One of these days, I won't have one song. I'll have.
You already don't have one song, right?
Yeah, no. The album is finishing now. So I think.
How many songs will be in that album?
So on my way here.
You were still trying to decide.
I found a song on my way here.
Wow.
So I was listening to Once More yesterday.
Yes.
And then you were saying the songs that are written are good, but he sees the songs that are downloaded from the Spirit.
Yes.
Those are the songs.
Yes.
Like most of the songs that are in my album are
downloaded from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So on my way, driving, melody just came. So.
Which means when you leave here for rehearsal.
Yeah. Our rehearsal tonight, there is an extra song for the album. So
tell me, when you get a song into your spirit, when it lands, what do you do? Do you record yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
That's why you got lost.
I lost track.
Yeah, you were like, Lord,
this is it.
Thank you.
This is it. Yeah. And it is about calling people to the Lord and
to have a relationship, a meaningful relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, Sianda Mia, loving the interview. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, that's my employee.
Oh, is it?
Hello,
oh, Kim Betunasi. How humbling.
Is he not working?
My boss, you are here.
Awesome.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, Ndiyakumela, Sia. Ndiyakumela.
Awesome.
And this is the song that we're talking about. It says, Mthathu Jesu, by Ntokozo Zama, which means... take the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Awesome. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to I Am youth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life
Explained.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The time now, 20 minutes just before 1 on Heart to Heart with me, Sphungile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Gave you the sounds of Zama. Ntokozo Zama. I have to get it right. Ntokozo Zama and the song Mthathu Jesu. And here's my family. You can talk to us, 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. Our WhatsApp and Telegram line, 0826572729, 0826572729. Cookie, congratulations, Danny. Congratulations, Omar. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful, beautiful granddaughter with us, Amaya. May God bless you and the parents, and may the Book of Numbers always be and minister to you, the newborn, Amaya. Thank you so much for sharing. And my family, I'm not alone. I am with Ntokozo Zama, and you can talk to us. The lines are opened. Now, let me ask, there is another Zama. Marawena, you're from KZN, right?
Yeah.
So you're not related to any of the Zamas that sing? We used to have another Zama in the previous years.
Like, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I think it goes with the surname.
Somehow, yeah. There must be a link somehow. If we trace it back, we'll merge somewhere.
So now, as we listen to the song, and the Lord said, start with this one.
Yeah.
Because this is where your ministry is. This is who you are. Mm. You've been called to minister in song, but to say, have a meaningful relationship with Christ,
yeah.
Calling people to have a beautiful, meaningful relationship with Christ. Mm. And there are so many who do not know that they have to have that relationship. They think, because I'm going to church, God called you to this one. So with the coming album that you're currently busy with, you're working on, what kind of songs are these as well?
Yeah. So.
But the one that was downloaded now as you were driving.
Yeah.
I know it's connected to that.
Yeah, no.
But with the other songs?
Yeah, no. That one is making me, yeah.
Do you want to share it with us?
No, not really. let me work on the melody properly.
Right.
So that next time when you have me here, I'm sure it will be sorted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but now tell us about the other songs in there.
Yeah. So we have like mostly like song tradition. There's traditional songs which are along the lines of Mthathu Jesu.
Yes.
So because in our, like, if I analyze my music now, I saw that There's people that are 18 years old that are listening to Mthathu Jesu.
Wow.
65
Which
years
is
old.
Awesome.
Yeah. So now when I was looking at the analysis, and I was like, okay, so in this gap, we need to take care of these people. So 65 year olds are still here. The 20 year olds.
It's a classic song.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. It needs to take care of the whole population. So,
yes.
So the songs are taking care of, the young, the youth. That is the opening song. I can just see the youth of our country and the world taking that song. It's called The Spirit of God.
Mm.
Like when the Spirit of God hits you, you'll never be the same. So,
aww.
So that one, yeah, I can see the young people taking that. And then there's Holy, that's the name of the other song. I see the middle age old people really going in reverence to God and declaring that He's holy. So,
yes.
So that's, so it's a mixed bag of a whole lot of song, and then the title album song is Come to Jesus, and then there's a song then called,
because that's all the message that's there.
So to be called Come to Jesus, and that's the message.
Sure. Ngani Matsimela, I see you're trying to send a message. Cookie, we love you. Thank you. Adele von Zeil, thank you so much. Ngani Matsimela, we can't read. I think, I don't know, the message is unsupported or something. Please try again. And family, you can talk to us 012-334-1322-082-657-2729. So the message of coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, what is it that, let's say I get your song, I'm listening to your song, or I get your album that's coming out on the 5th of October?
Yeah.
So on the 5th of October.
That is the recording. The recording is happening on the 5th.
So it will be a live DVD recording?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
So you're recording everything, DVD and CD?
Yeah. Same time.
On the same day.
Same time.
All right.
We are very brave.
All right. No, you got Jesus. You know, you got Jesus. You got everything you need.
Awesome.
So here's somebody shooting in and listening to your music or playing your CD. What is it? What's the message for somebody who doesn't know Christ, who's listening to us right now, that they're missing out on?
It's a relationship with the Father, the relationship that we have with God. And then we get to that relationship through accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And then that's where everything starts. And then that's where we fill the void, because when we are outside of the source, that's when we get the social ills that we see in our world. So, and my belief is that through salvation, all of those social ills will be addressed.
So now you live a guided life.
Yeah.
A yielded life.
Correct.
You're not living on your own.
On your own, yeah. You have someone who knows everything, who's gone ahead of you, who knows behind you, knows in front of you. You just rely on his guidance and life.
I'm sure you've seen him in your life personally.
It's bliss. it's amazing. So that's the message that I like. You know, take Jesus.
Yeah.
You will see for yourself.
And for somebody who's already in Christendom, who has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the other part we were discussing about songs that. So do we write songs that speak to people that come to Jesus?
Yeah.
Or do we have songs that speak to the people who are already in Jesus?
Yeah.
And then they are
you're balancing the scale.
Because there's people they've accepted Christ, yet they're not living the life that Christ has created for them. So now they're shortchanging themselves. So now we are exposing them. Like, if you're in Christ, this is what Christ will do for you. And then if you're not in Christ, come to Christ, and then this is what Christ will do for you. So we balance there. So we don't leave the people that are in the kingdom already.
Wow, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Because somebody said to me, is it easy to be saved? And then I said to the person, I think it's dangerous to live without Jesus.
Yeah, to be outside.
that's
worse. Be inside. And then,
be inside.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
And so you say you've worked with who in your album that's coming?
So the guys that are, the team that I work with, it's the team that I serve with in church. So I felt that the people that have walked with me, they know my journey. They know that this was never in the books to start off with. So I'm working with them from the worship team. The band is from the church.
I thought just the musicians. The singers.
Yeah.
I thought the singers. Yeah, so yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, everyone
is from the church.
So the producer that we're working with is the music. The piano teacher that found the gift.
You are a gift. You are the gift. Yes.
So I'm working with those guys, and then we're trusting God to spread the message of Jesus across the world, and then people will be reconciled to God, and then find the life that God wants for them. Yeah.
And what I said to you when we were off air is that some of the people that you're working with, they never thought, they never saw themselves recording anything.
Mm.
And this is an exposure to them to say, you can do this. And some will discover that's where they belong.
Yeah.
And so you are a gift to them.
Well, Well,
which makes you a gift into the kingdom of the Lord. So it's happening on the 5th of October when?
Huh? Yeah, so we are sitting at Great Light Church in Midrand on the 5th of October. We're recording Come to Jesus. So the music is called The Jesus Experience.
Yeah.
So that is the music that I'll be sending out. It's called Jesus Experience. And the album will be called Come to Jesus. We're starting at 5 o'clock in the evening at Great Light Church. People must just come. Tickets are available on Quicket. They will see Jesus Experience, and then you'll find the event there.
Wow, yeah. And thank you so much for coming through and sharing us with you.
Awesome. Thank
thanks to your church, thanks to your family for also allowing you to come and share your music with us and share your gift with us. May the Lord keep keeping you. Yeah. For somebody who's starting out, you seem like you've had it easy.
I'm not so sure.
Were there any challenges on the way?
Massive challenges.
Like?
Firstly, the finances. So I was telling them yesterday in the rehearsal that I understand why a lot of people, they just do one song and then they just disappear. Because to find this, someone said spreading the gospel is expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know.
Yeah.
So that's one. And then the other challenge is obviously like finding family time.
Yeah.
Leaving the family.
Like balancing.
Yeah. I'm also an employer for Kairos Chartered Accountants. So I have the employees that I need to make sure that they do get paid at the end of the month. So we do need to work as well.
Yeah.
And then we still need to record music.
Yeah, it's a sacrificial life.
Yeah,
you sacrifice quite a lot in that space.
That's
but sure, you can say that I have seen the Lord provide.
Yes,
I mean your dad.
Yeah,
he's the one who owns
it all.
He
owns it all.
Born.
So we are taken care of. So we are good.
That is like really awesome. All of the best for the faith. Hoping to be talking to you very soon as well.
Yeah.
All of God's best as you're going forth and doing exactly what He has called you to do. May He touch many lives through your ministry. May He heal and restore. And I think for many musicians, what they desire to see is God at work when they minister.
True.
God at work. Even when people are putting in your song in their cars, I felt God talking to me. I got healed from this. Yeah. I got delivered from that.
Yeah.
And they never forget your music. So, may the Lord keep keeping you and may He use you for His own glory to restore and to heal His people.
Awesome.
So you chose also Dr. Tumi.
Yeah.
Earlier on you said, hey, he's a very busy man. Takindo is very busy man.
Yeah.
I can't get him into studio. So with Dr. Tumi.
So Doctor, we there's an album that we're working together in producing.
Yeah.
We are recording on the 28th. For Banele Mashango.
Yes.
So Doctor is the producer there. I'm one of the executive producers on the
Heaven.
Album. So
can we come as artists and say we need an executive producer?
You're more than welcome.
Awesome.
So we're working with him on that song. Good man. Yeah. Good man, worshiper of God.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So before I let you go, you are an academic.
Yeah.
You're working.
Yes.
There is somebody who wants to break into the music industry. And their parents are like, scholar Billy.
Yes.
The person doesn't get it.
They say
school first. How important is that to also have your own, like you are working, you are in the academics, and at the same time you're serving God?
Correct.
How important is it?
No, it's massive, man. I think it's very important. Education will always be critical for us. So I'll definitely recommend people like go for your studies, finish your studies, have that certificate, and then the gift is there. Like I finished varsity in 2005. And only now, the gift has been there, only now I'm utilizing the gift. So so prioritize your schooling, prioritize your academic life, complete that. And then while you are doing that, the God will guide you in terms of your next
and steps. And the other part of your life, which is also, I believe, a calling for what you do.
Yes,
can also make sure that the spiritual side of things are taken care of.
Yeah. So that's
you
that,
and
that's
Dr. the Tumi, same WhatsApp group. So
yeah. Most definitely.
So if we want to find out more about your album and your music, where do we go to?
So I'm on Facebook as Ntokozo Zama. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to me there. I'm on Instagram as Ntokozo_JX. That's for the Jesus Experience. So that's it. I don't want to give my number online.
No, don't. No, don't.
But you can reach out to me there, and then we'll chat today.
Thank you so much for coming through.
No, thank you
God
for having me.
Bless you and all of God's best.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Sismonga.
So we play him out with the sounds of Dr. Tumi. I keep winning, and I think you can testify. You have been winning.
Yeah, definitely.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.